Howdy, howdy, howdy. Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador. And we've got our good friend, former city councilman, Clayton Perry. And Clayton comes on the show regularly so that we can chat about what is happening at City Hall. Clayton, thank you for taking time to be with us again.
Absolutely, George. It's always good to be here. A little bit hot outside, but that's okay. This is Texas weather.
Maybe the mayor can do something about climate change.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah. Let's start. We want to talk about two issues, the city charter and the city budget, because they're very much connected. Let's start with the city charter. What's the news on that issue?
Well, let me give you a little bit of history. The mayor figured that this was his last term. He's going out in May, and he wants to go out with a bang. And he wants to see some changes in the city charter on how we operate San Antonio. So he handpicked his own committee, and that's the way they like to do it here in San Antonio. Handpick your own committee members and tell them what you want and then have them approve it. And basically that's what happened. They put this committee together. They went out and got community input, but the input was, okay, let's give city council and the mayor big raise. Let's extend their term limits. Let's take the cap off the city manager pay. Let's take the term limits off the city manager, so on and so forth. So laid all this stuff out. And so basically it didn't go into is there anything that we really need to change to what do you think about these changes? And of course, that's what the committee came back with, recommending that we do all these things back to city council. And guess what? The city council passed all of them. So all of these things are going to be on the November ballot and going to be at the very, very end of the ballot. So I really encourage everybody to go to the very end of the ballot and vote against all of these charter amendments. We don't need them. Let's start off with the salary. The city council people don't need raises. And at one time, the committee recommending having over $120,000 a year for the councilman and like $160,000 or $180,000 for the mayor. Totally ridiculous. This is what their recommendation was. They actually lowered it. So now they're only getting a 50% pay raise for city council and the mayor, which is, again, totally crazy based on San Antonio being the seventh largest city but the poorest largest city in the United States. So way off base. If they could bring up the median income substantially here in town, sure, a raise. They deserve it, but right now they don't deserve a raise. There was one comment by one of the councilmen saying, well, he can't even start a family because of the current pay, which is at about $46,000 plus some other benefits in there. But I said, well, he should have thought about that before he ran for council. If he wants to start a family, why did he run for council at that pay? He should have known that. But, you know, they don't need a pay raise, number one. And to extend their term limits from 2 years to 4 years, absolutely not. Here's the benefits of having a term limit of 2 years. Right now it's 4 2-year, but you can, if you keep winning, you can run four times for 2 years each. What it does is it keeps those council folks out in the community listening, talking to people, and yes, they're campaigning all the time, but they're listening and out in the community. If they 4 year terms, I guarantee you wouldn't see them for 2 to 3 years until it came time to run for council again. So I think that's a good thing to keep them out in the community. We got legislators that have 2 year terms. Why do we at city have 4 year terms?
Yeah, it sounds to me like what they want to do is become professionals. Make that their profession, a city council position.
Absolutely. And during my 6 years on council, just think about this. We had two council people that were voted off after one term, 2 years. Two two council people. So think about that. If we didn't have two-year terms and we went to four-year terms, those districts would have been stuck with those people for 4 years versus the 2 years, and they were voted off. So I'm totally against the pay raise and the term limits being extended. There's some other issues out there that, you know, we don't need to be doing this ethics reform. No, we already have a committee that has that capability. We don't need to put in, into that. There, it's fine the way that they operate. You know, the council members are beholden to their constituents. That's who votes them in. We don't need a separate committee to have more power in what a council person will do or not do while they're on council. So that's one of them. The other one is city manager. Everybody knows about our last city manager. Was there, had gained a lot of power and a lot of influence in the city and over council members. And it's a very difficult process to actually get rid of a city manager if they're not doing what the city council wants. Very difficult for that to happen. So I think it's important to keep a term limit. Right now it's 8 years, and a salary cap, because it can get out of control over the years. 8 years is a long time, and I can tell you Mr. Walsh is doing a fine job. I really like him, but he knew what the ground rules were when he applied for that job. He knew that there was term limits, and he knew what the salary cap was, but he still applied for it. He got it, and the other candidates that applied for that job when I was on council, they were all very qualified candidates, and they could all do the job. So I'm not worried about not finding a qualified individual to be our city manager here in San Antonio with the term limits and the salary cap on them. I think we need to attract the right people for that job. So yeah, those are the things on the charter amendments. I'm against all of them. I'm going to vote against all of them.
You would encourage us, your recommendation is that we vote no on all of them, right?
Absolutely. Yes, sir. Absolutely.
Which I agree with.
I agree. I'm sure there's an advertisement for it. Who's going to put up there to put up the billboards supporting these charter amendments?
Sure.
It's going to be.
Yeah.
But, yeah, my recommendation is to vote against all of them.
Okay. All right, let's move to the next issue, which is at hand, a $4 billion, that's with a B, a $4 billion budget for the city. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, I predicted this last year. I said, you know, we're going to be, we were at, I think around $3.5 billion, and I said, you know, we're going to be knocking on $4 billion for the following year, for 25. And sure enough, here we are, right at $4 billion. So that is another huge increase in our yearly budget. Where's all that money coming from? Well, we're going to have increased property taxes. We're going to have increased sales taxes. And we're going to have increases from CPS and SAWS. You know, the city gets 14% right off the top from CPS out of all their revenue. And we get 5% from SAWS. So out of all those revenue streams, and there's a bunch of others as well, we're right at $4 billion. And I've done some cursory looks over the, what I call the big, thick book, and it's like 600 or 700 pages, maybe 500 pages, somewhere around there. It's really thick, going through the budget. And I wasn't very happy with it. I see these increases coming along and minimal increases in infrastructure funding. And we're only getting 65 new police officers here. We got a deficit of right at 300 police officers today. And I know last year they put in for a little over 100. I don't know why they cut it back to 65. We should wipe out our deficit over this next year, and if not the next year, but within 3 years. But they're stretching this out over 5 years. But what's happening here in San Antonio? There's a crime wave going on, and especially violent crime. And we're not putting enough resources out on the street to take care of that. And so that's where I'm thinking that we're lacking in our city budget, even though we're having these huge increases. And oh, by the way, they're saying, oh, we're going to be short. How can you be short with that big of an increase?
Oh my gosh.
And only funding 65 new police officers and still saying that we're going to be short. I don't understand it. I didn't go into the budget that deeply, but I got a sneaking suspicion it's all these other programs across this entire city that they're wanting to fund. You know, everybody has their special projects that they want to fund, and that's what's eating up a lot of our revenue, going out to all these other programs that don't make a lot of difference to the average citizen here in San Antonio. And that's where they should be focusing their time and attention on, you know, infrastructure, safety and security, and tax relief.
Right.
That's where they should be focusing things on. Homelessness, yes, that's a problem out there. But I keep pounding the table. You know how much we're spending a year on homelessness out there? Right at $100 million.
Wow.
And that's for around 3,000 people.
Yeah, we could cut a check for each one of them.
Do the math on all of them, and I'm on their way. It's incredible. I'm saying that, and people say, no, we're not spending. Oh, absolutely, we are. And so that's another whole subject I could speak another hour on. But the bottom line is, we're not putting the resources where people expect them to go. They're not getting a return on their investment where they expect it to be. And that's a shame as we move forward into this next fiscal year. So, yeah, a lot on the budget coming up. And now they're going to be having these budget meetings across the city. I would encourage people to go to that and ask these questions. Why aren't we getting more policemen? Why are you threatening to cut back our services because we're running short on money? Yep. Look at some programs that they're funding. It's ridiculous. So go to those meetings and put those questions out there and see what the answers are.
You got it. We're going to let you go, but thank you for, as usual, for being with us and chatting with us and giving us the insights that you've got, folks. We've got to, the defense of freedom and liberty starts at the local level, and just like Clayton says, we've got to be involved. We've got to ask questions. Clayton, thank you very much for taking time to be with us as usual, buddy.
Absolutely, George. I really enjoy this, and anytime.
You got it. We're going to get you back on, and we'll chat about this homeless issue, because the other day I was downtown, I ran into a couple, and, you know, we really need to do something about this situation. It's pretty bad downtown.
Yep, absolutely. Mm-hmm. I totally agree.
Once again, my friends, George Rodriguez, El Conservador, talking to you from San Antonio.